The Portrait. Setting: two Confederate soldiers are having their portrait made in a photography studio. The photographer is next to his camera holding a flash pan, while one of the soldiers is sitting and the other standing slightly behind the first, brandishing their weapons. With a flash of light and puff of sulfuric-laced smoke, the Albright boys begin an adventure of a lifetime. The Union is dissolved and word has spread throughout their North Carolina homeland that soldiers are needed to protect the frontier. But before they leave for mustering, Thomas and William have stopped in at the town of Graham's only photography studio to capture their image for posterity, which at present is jubilant and joyful, full of heroics and celebrations. It is their time to show their friends, neighbors, and families that their resolve is steadfast in protecting the rights of their people. 2 months ago, Thomas was traveling in New York, viewing the Great Falls of the Niagara. His was a youthfulness filled with excitement and travel. His father had spoiled him with tales of far-off lands and recollections of his travels while establishing business ties in Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and even Liverpool, England. As a young man, his father had traveled to Mexico following the American victories at Churubusco and Chapultepec, entering Mexico City along with the vanguard of Winfield Scott's triumphant army, securing trading contracts with the defeating enemy. His father prospered. Now, 15 years later, young Thomas awaits his turn at military service. He hopes that he can better his father's record and actually spill the invader's blood. His wish will tragically come true. Young William is cousin to Thomas Albright. They have been lifelong companions. William has not traveled as Thomas has, but instead has remained at home. His home is more plainly furnished, as his father did not employ Negro slaves as did Thomas's parents. William's father was a hard worker and a self-made man who detested slavery. He emancipated the few slaves that he inherited only many years ago, leaving behind the mental anguish others endured by owning other people as property. As the sectional crisis waned and waxed over the past years, he hoped his boy would be spared the internal conflict and struggles that tugged and pulled at the soul of their many slave-owning neighbors. Now, with the firing on Fort Sumter, William is volunteering for service with the militia, seeking honor, glory, and fame with his closest relative. Only months from this moment, during the conflagration of battles outside of Richmond, Thomas will be struck down by a deadly missile while standing beside his faithful friend William. William will feel the warm flesh and sticky blood on his cheeks as Thomas is tossed backward by the impact of the bullet. He will hear the screams of pain and the muscle spasms of a severed arm twitching its last movements immediately after its separation from his beloved cousin's torso. He will see the once gleaming youth fade from his cousin's eyes as he passes to the far side of death. He will be haunted for his remaining years by the dying screams from the bloody battlefields of this terrible Civil War. But these moments are in the future. Today, the boys are full of life and ready for the excitement and revelry of war, marching toward victory and fame. As their forebears had, so too will Thomas and William, carrying forth their banners for freedom from oppression. This portrait will be a reminder for future generations of their daring and honor. It is true, their portrait will decorate their descendants' parlors, for over 100 years to come, revealing the merry hope and promising future of one moment in time. Unbeknownst to the Albright boys, their futures are yet to reveal the suffering, separation, and agony awaiting them. Historical notes and teaching tips. Their faces glow with expectations, glorious adventure, and noble deeds awaiting them. There is little difference if the pictures are soldiers from the Civil War, the Spanish-American War, either World Wars, or the recent wars in the Middle East. We view happy, caring, hopeful people. We must not forget that those innocent faces penetrating across time must confront the eventuality of their own or their victims' impending suffering, pain, and dismemberment, for they are all warriors. Inspired by the countless superb photographs in the possession of the American Memory Collection of the Library of Congress, the portrait glances into the distinctive future awaiting two Civil War soldiers. Cousins, our heroes, do not recognize the dangers they face, and though one soldier succeeds in avoiding physical death, he is forever mentally scarred by his close cousin's physically shattered body, dismembered by flying missiles in battle. Neither soldier is untouched by the horrors of war. While the portrait displays the presence, its story will reveal the future.